When Marion Kirshner decided to find out more about rural domestic violence as a graduate student, she was surprised and dismayed to find nearly all the research had been done in urban areas. Kirshner, who worked for Otter Tail County Public Health, approached several agencies and developed a study conducted last year across west central Minnesota. She found abuse is at least as common in rural areas as big cities.
Part of me, because I'm a healthcare provider, I know it's happening. But as a community member and a rural dweller, I didn't want to quite believe it, probably.
Nearly 40% of women surveyed reported they had been victims of domestic abuse. And the study found the women's level of education and income was not a factor.
And so I think that blows a stereotype that a lot of practitioners and the general public has about who is a battered woman. It's a poor woman or an uneducated woman, and we found that in West Central Minnesota that is not the case.
Kirshner says healthcare providers need to do a better job of looking for evidence of abuse. 80% of women surveyed had never been asked by their doctor about abuse. Kirshner says another disturbing finding was 35% of women had been abused before the age of 18, and those women were much more likely to be abused as adults. Rose Thielen says that finding shows domestic abuse is about more than a fight between a man and a woman.
People are so concerned about kids and their violence. Well, one of the root causes of kids and their violence is what dad is doing to their mom in the home.
Thielen is co-founder of the Gender Violence Institute in Clearwater, Minnesota, and helps train law enforcement agencies statewide. She says domestic violence is a community issue. Children in abusive homes are much more likely to be violent, use drugs, join gangs, and commit suicide. Still, she says many people in rural and urban areas consider domestic violence a private family matter.
I think it takes people who have power to listen to people who don't and go, okay, I have the power to change policies, protocols, and procedures in my bailiwick, and I'm going to do that. And I think that it takes a whole state load of men to stand up and do that, because they are the policy makers.
Thielen says significant progress has been made in the 18 years she's been working on domestic violence programs, but she says in too many communities, beating a woman is still not considered a serious crime.
People knowing each other pretty well, it makes it harder for her to call. You know, maybe the law enforcement agency over-sympathizes with the batter because he's on the bowling team with them, or, you know, knows her to be a problem, too. So I think victim-blaming attitudes are still very rampant.
Researchers hope this study will help stimulate a debate about how domestic violence is handled by the authorities and society, and will bring increased funding for programs in rural areas. Diane Long says it's hard to build support for domestic violence programs when not everyone agrees it's a problem. Long is director of domestic violence programs in West Central Minnesota. She says just bringing abuse out of the closet would be a victory.
If we just would acknowledge it, I think we can do wonders. And with that, good laws, let's just make sure they're enforced, by the people are arrested and the people face consequences, and they make a big difference.
Full results of the survey are still being analyzed. A full report will be published in a National Public Health Journal in December. Dan Gunderson, Minnesota Public Radio, Moorhead.